Teaching meditation can be a deeply rewarding experience. Help others improve their mental and emotional well-being, reduce stress, improve focus, increase self-awareness and self-regulation, all while deepening your own practice and understanding. Join acclaimed author, Buddhist teacher, and Emmy Award-winning musician David Nichtern on Tuesday, May 28th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for a free online discussion on teaching meditation in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern on May 28th.
I'm Rachel, the creative director for Ram Dass's Love Server Member Foundation, and I'd like to welcome you to our Inner Academy, a virtual Dharma hall where our family of wisdom teachers will help you navigate your daily life by bringing ancient wisdom into a modern context. With over 200 hours of audio and video teachings, meditations, and practices from teachers like Ram Dass, Krishna Dass, Sharon Salzberg, Jack Kornfield, Roshi Joan Halifax, Joseph Goldstein, and many more, the Inner Academy is your core resource for finding balance, presence, and navigating the ups and downs of your daily life. The Inner Academy has guidance for every step of your journey. Choose from an annual or monthly membership and gain access to past and future courses, retreat replays, virtual community, and much more. If you've been familiar with Love Server Member Foundation for a while, you'll know that most of our offerings are given freely or on a sliding scale basis. So when you subscribe to the Inner Academy, you're paying it forward and bolstering our ability to continue creating accessible offerings for all in the future, as Ram Dass wished for us to do. Be here now and start your journey with Ram Dass's Inner Academy today. For more, visit ramdass.org/Inner Academy.
So we have some options here. We can get to know the sensations. Again, in this flesh suit of muscle and bone. We can get to know the sensations. What do those sensations feel like? Without the mind telling us what they feel like, what are the sensations of pain in our body? Tingling, prickly, pressure, tension. Being curious, knowing it. And we also have an option. One of the options can be that we redirect our attention somewhere else in the body.
Welcome to the Be Here Now guest podcast. This series features a collection of teachings and conversations centered around mindfulness, spiritual growth, and living a life in balance. Each week, our diverse network of guest teachers and hosts offer up wisdom and practices from a different spiritual path and perspective. If you would like to support this podcast, please visit BeHereNowNetwork.com/donate.
This morning, we'll continue deepening our practice of using an anchor, of stabilizing our mind, allowing ourselves to slow down and really find a ground and a foundation. This was touched on a bit yesterday, but watching the mind's sort of interest or habit of wanting to jump forward to the next thing, to learn more, to know more. But really, what's it like just to stay right here? Really allowing yourself to feel into this body, this physical form, this flesh suit that's filled with all kinds of lovely things like pus and blood and tendons and ligaments and bones and muscle, sinew. what is it like to live in this thing that we carry around, this meat suit? I'm kind of letting yourself feel into that right now. This is what we were born into. Sometimes it feels heavy. Sometimes it feels painful. Sometimes we don't even know it's there because the mind is busy carrying it forward. Sometimes it feels energized. So just really connecting with this thing that we live in. And this flesh suit happens to breathe, to oxygenate itself, to stay alive. It has a heart that beats. It's all kinds of systems working together. As an anatomy class, I'll just keep it sort of about experiencing, knowing it, being in it, landing here. This flesh suit that we live in, like I said, it breathes. It has sensations that it experiences and feels, like hearing and seeing and tasting. It also happens to have a brain in it that thinks. It smells. So really just allowing ourselves to land in these bodies. Feeling the sensations, the weight, the gravity of sitting on your cushion or your chair. The contact point between your flesh and that which you're sitting on. What do you notice about that? Maybe there's a pressure, a vibration, a temperature. Just let yourself experience that one point, the contact point of sitting. Letting the mind take a break and just settle down so that you can experience that one point. We don't need to think about it, just feel it. And then the same with the hands. Move your awareness, your attention to your hands and what they're in contact with. Maybe there's a warmth in the contact or coolness. Again, pressure. Just allowing the knowing to happen. This is what's happening right now. My hands are touching my legs or my lap. Just sensing into that very simply, without thinking or judging or anything other than just the sensations of hands in contact with. And then the same with the feet. Where are your feet right now? Can you locate them without seeing them or touching them? Can you locate them through sensation? What are they coming into contact with? So just really settling into this body. Sometimes this body feels pain or discomfort, especially when meditating, beginning of retreat. So what does that feel like? The sensations of discomfort, maybe pain. In this body. So we have some options here. We can get to know the sensations. Again, in this flesh suit of muscle and bone. We can get to know the sensations. What do those sensations feel like? Without the mind telling us what they feel like, what is it actually? What are the sensations of pain in our body? Tingling, prickly, pressure, tension. Being curious, knowing it. And we also have an option. One of the options can be that we redirect our attention somewhere else in the body. So if the shoulders or back are particularly tense, what do our feet feel like? Redirecting our attention to something else that's actually happening right now, but might not be in pain. Skillful means of practicing. So moving our awareness somewhere else if the tension or pain feels too big or unbearable. Oh, right now I can actually be with my earlobes or my elbow or my big toe. Let's just pay attention to that for a little while. So knowing that there are choices in this body, of where we direct our attention. And for the purposes of this morning, staying with your anchor, letting yourself becoming more familiar, whatever it is that you choose to do, whether it's sound or breathing or your body. And just knowing when you're sidetracked that you have a choice where to be within direct experience. Allowing yourself to land over and over again, no matter how many times you go away or the mind distracts you, let yourself re-land, coming home, coming back into this body that we live in, into this breath that we breathe, into the sounds in the room or outside of the room. And just knowing it's a process over and over again, leaving and coming back. Leaving and coming back. And allowing the coming back to be a homecoming, a welcoming. It's not something that's judged or punished or we've done wrong. Just remembering this body, this breath. Remembering over and over again, where am I? What am I doing? Re-engaging with your anchor, the place that you come back to. Remembering and reinforcing that that's a good thing. This is a good thing to come back. To experience this body that I live in. So what I'd like you to do now is just to know that we're going to stand in a minute. So taking that in, hearing the request, seeing what the mind does with it. Hearing is happening, thinking is happening. Maybe even the intention to move in some kind of action is settling in. But we're going to take our time with this. Because we are constantly transitioning on retreat. We are moving from sitting to standing to walking. Many other things in between. And so how can we use our continuity of practice, stay with this body, these sensations, this breath, while doing that? So first, again, just really reconnecting to this body that's sitting, this form, this shape, that we're in. And then taking as much time as needed. Because when we really pay attention to the act of standing from sitting, there's a lot that goes into it. We don't usually pay attention to that. We just do it. But here we're going to pay attention. So what comes next? What happens first? When there's the desire to stand. What kind of cooperation is needed from this whole system? Just allowing yourself to begin that process. Again, not rushing, not needing to rush, just really paying attention. It takes a lot of work getting from sitting. Standing, if we really pay attention to it. And then once you are standing, what is that experience like? Your spine, your muscles, gravity. Noticing the subtleties again of this flesh suit. Doing what we're asking it to do. And then Bukla referred to this yesterday, but let's actually try it. See what it's like to, or maybe it was Chaz, it was during walking practice. See what it's like just to lean into your right foot. So slowly start leaning into the right foot. Noticing the pressure, the weight, the shift from your left into your right. And then the more we lean, we'll see the left foot just naturally, the pressure is gone. If we continue leaning, there might even be a lifting of that foot. See what it's like to lift and then maybe even just place it slightly in front. So walking, we just took a step. Walking in a sense is just messing with gravity and weight. We're sort of falling forward in a way when we're walking. So again, noticing now all the weight is in the left foot. Again, allowing your whole body. And just by nature, seeing what happens when the weight is taken by the left foot, the right foot wants to lift. The right foot lifts. And then to maintain balance, we might move it so that the body doesn't fall. We can just stay there, but that's walking, right? Intentionally, slowly paying attention to what physiology is needed to walk. And just standing again, allowing the balance to occur on both feet. Just checking out this body. What do your hands feel like? Are you breathing? Do you know you're breathing? Paying attention to the stacking of the bones that Bukla was talking about. Noticing sensations. Maybe one area of your body feels stronger than the other. Letting that all be there. This is this body that we're in. I'm actually going to ask you to pay attention to your breathing for maybe 3 breaths. As deep or shallow as feels natural. But knowing that it's there always. And then I'm going to ask you to transition back to sitting. So again, we did this standing thing. What does sitting take? Because we know if we just let go, we'll fall and it could cause us harm. So what does it take? The intention of the mind, the nervous system, the willingness of the muscles. So allowing you to, as slowly as you need, just take a seat. Again, feeling the pressure, noticing the difference, the change in the heart rate, So as we move throughout the day today, really paying attention to something as simple as standing, something as simple as sitting, something as simple as your weight shifting so that you can walk. Know it. Allow your walking practice to be as important as your sitting practice. We move through the world a lot more than we sit, hopefully. So what's it like with our eyes open, moving forward, staying connected to this body? So it's so in the walking practice, kind of check out what I was pointing to. When you're standing slowly, when you move, you know, watching how gravity and weight pull us through space while you're walking today. I feel like I should say more than that. I don't know. I feel like it's a really beautiful day just to be here and slow down and, you know, check it out. Thank you.